Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I was going through a need, a personal need, and I have prayed, I've waited, I've been praying, and I found myself asking God, teach me to pray. Teach me. Teach me to pray. I realized that there are things I needed to learn from the Lord to be more effective in whatever I'm looking for. And I prayed that prayer. It's been weeks I've been asking, teach me, teach me. And I went away this week to rest. And during that time, the Lord taught me something. And last night I came here. And I said, okay, let me apply what I was taught in prayer. I applied it last night, and I got the result this morning. Why am I saying that? When you stop learning, you are limited. There are things that God teaches us from glory to glory. Because the battle we faced yesterday is different from the battle today. Yes. And God wants to teach us how to rely more on Him. So what I learned just this week, I see it works. So when God gives the gifts of teaching, it's not for us just to have things in our head. It's for us to grow spiritually. And to be able to not only be a blessing to our immediate environment, but to be a blessing wherever we go. Amen? Amen. So, we are going to go through a teaching for the next 5 Sundays, beginning today. And I believe after this, for those of us, just like I learned something this week and start seeing immediate results, I believe by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will teach us and help us if we are open, and we're going to see some fruit from it. Amen? Amen. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. Amen. Amen. We're going to be looking at something for the next... I've never done this before. That's also learning for me. Because as soon as I walk through this door and come back tonight, my spirit is always learning something. So to stay with something for a whole month is the grace of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I have notes, so I can stay focused. I'm not used to notes. Amen? I'm not used to notes. But because it's a teaching, we're going to learn together. Amen. That's the instruction God gave. So how did this come about? We just came out of 21 days of prayer. And so many things have come out of these 21 days of prayer. But one of them is, how do we move from where we are to where we can go to the next step where we ought to be as a family, individually, and whichever way in your calling, in your family, in your ministries? How do I know that I'm moving to the next level? So the Lord started revealing some things. One of them has to do with this 1 month every Sunday of looking at some things together. The other is Sunday nights, we used to use it for different, to flow with the Lord and just to encourage ourselves and to share some things. Sunday nights is going to shift to a time of empowering, experiencing miracles, healing, and empowering people on spiritual warfare. I'm too shocked to see a lot of things happening, and we as believers, things we are to be in control of or charge of are neutralizing us so much. So I believe that the days we're living in, we need to be really taught. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We really need to be taught the power of prayer. Not only that, we need to experience miracle. And we need to be taught. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to be taught how to receive miracles, how to receive breakthrough. It doesn't just happen, especially as believers, so we can facilitate that with other people. Amen. So Sunday nights is going to be very, very transforming. And Sunday morning, this month, we'll see what happens and then we'll see where we'll go from here with these teachings. And then during the week, our normal Tabernacle of David will be a time of our practicing, empowering what we've been doing that has brought us where we are in terms of favor across the world. So we'll do some more learning on that. So to introduce us to this introduction for today, because we're going to do this together, we see what is happening all over the world. We see what's happening in the nation. We see what is happening around families. You all know. So every one of us, whether we like it or not, directly or indirectly, we face challenges. We go through difficult times. We go through moments. We all have needs. And sometimes when we need God most, he uses somebody to meet that need in our lives. Sometimes it's simple things as a smile, a word of encouragement. Just very simple things. You don't know how far it goes in people's lives. So, studying the life of Jesus, you see also that why were people coming to him? Coca said it this morning. He came, he met needs. He met needs. He met needs. He met the needs of people. Christianity has two aspects of our lives. We have the knowledge part, where we are taught, where we are empowered, where we are educated. Then we have the practical side, where we manifest what we are taught. So in most of the parables that Jesus gave, he revealed the doing, the things that reveal the kingdom of God. Amen? 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 And he revealed them through parables. One of them was the story of the Good Samaritan. You all know that. Most of us know the Good Samaritan. It's a very popular parable, illustration, where Jesus was able to clarify through many parables, but this one specifically, that what really makes us believers is not what we know, it's what we do. We can have a lot of knowledge, but your true Christianity is measured by what you do to impact lives or your personal life. So he gave that illustration about the priests and the Levites that saw a need and walked by. And he gave the illustration of somebody that was not even coming from the church, came from another angle, from Samaria, and saw a need and met it. So meeting needs, we made it so difficult, like, I got to give up this, I got to... No, there are little things we do that we're not aware of can change people's lives. Another introduction to this as we go is light versus darkness. Amen? Amen. Jesus said this about his life when he talks about meeting it. He says, he is the light of the world. Amen?
Amen.
He's the light of the world. He said, the people who are in darkness, light has come. Then later he said to us, now that he left, you are the light of the world. What does light mean in practical terms? It's not talking, he's using this for an illustration. If you turn this light off, this place gets dark. Huh? Okay, so if this place is dark or your room is dark, how many of you can stay in a dark room for more than a day? Just stay there in the dark room. There's just something about darkness that you're not comfortable with. Isn't it? But if somebody brings in light, it brights this joy, there's a brightness, and not only that, it points you out to walk out of something. So when Jesus says, I'm the light of the world, it simply means that, listen to this, there is nobody out there, no matter how they look, no matter how they smell, if they are in darkness, they are not comfortable with it. Nobody likes darkness. So if you see people thinking they are born again, they are rejoicing, they are partying, they are doing all this kind of thing, as long as they are in darkness, Jesus says, don't let them deceive you. Nobody in darkness is happy. They're not comfortable. Practice it at home. Turn your lights off and stay there for maybe 1 hour. You can't wait to get to light. So everybody there is looking for light. So Jesus used the word, you are the light. What does it mean to be a light? Light simply means meeting needs. How would they know you're light? By doing something simple to meet people's needs, that without expecting anything, and it gets their attention. So we want to look at a series these few weeks on the simplicity of just living a life of kindness. There are different fruits of the Spirit. You know, fruit is what we eat that gives us nourishment, not the chunk. So there are different 9 fruits of the Spirit. One of them is kindness, or another interpretation, goodness. So we're going to explore this few weeks, the different way that kindness, simple acts of kindness, which is the fruit that you carry, can impact lives. You will not know this because you have been doing it, but you will not realize that we are missing opportunities because we don't think about it. So I just want to bring some light to this that will make us aware when we have opportunities. Like this morning, I had so many examples, just this morning alone, of opportunities I had. I was at a pastor's prayer meeting before I came to church, and one of the host pastor was telling me a story, and in the story, finally said, I don't know how the church will feel this morning. I've been gone so much. And I just had a simple word of encouragement to him. I just spoke a simple word and said, oh, thank you. I feel better. That's good. And then as I came out of the place, I got a call from my wife, Super Honey. If you don't know, her name is Keziah. She's there. I got a call from her. She said, where are you? I said, I'm heading to church. He says, I just put my finger, and I don't know how I shut it, but in the door of my car. I don't want you to have that experience. I've had it before. It shoots something in you, and it goes right to your brain. Very painful. And hers was that bad, it cut. So I said, where are you? She says, I want to go get bandage, do this. So when she came, we put a bandage on her, took care of it. But still inside of me, I said, you know, I need to make her more comfortable. So I didn't tell her. I went downstairs to the basement, got ice, put it in a Dr. Busola helped, and it helped her feel more comfortable. just very simple. But I'm glad she felt better. So I want to ask you, these 5 weeks, we are going to learn together. Every time people sit here, it's us doing the talking. Today, this next 5 weeks, this whole month, we are going to learn together. Amen? Amen? So get ready. Look at somebody close to you and say, you're going to be my neighbor today. Okay? Okay, if you don't have a neighbor, find a neighbor, sit close to a neighbor, because we're going to do some exercise today. And all of us will be involved. Amen? Where you don't have a neighbor, we can manage 3 people. Okay? But where you, let's make at least 2. If you're too many, then we can make it 3. Amen? But do you have a neighbor? Everybody has a neighbor? Okay, find a neighbor. By the way, our people are still traveling, they'll be coming back. So the first thing we want to start with today, because all of us are going to participate. Let me tell you the last thing before I ask a question. Amen? Let me ask you a question. You see the doctors we go to? Okay. You see the mechanics, the people that fix our cars? Or you see the nurses? Or the pilots that fly the plane? Let me ask you a question. Do you know that if all they had was head knowledge, there would be a problem? If all they went to was just knowledge of medicine, but they've not done surgery before, they've not operated before, can you fly a plane that somebody has not flown before? You won't go in there. Okay? What makes them get to the place where they can do what they do is because of practice. They call it internship. And where you go practice and try, you know, every school does that. So knowledge without practice doesn't make you a doer. So we're going to practice. These 5 weeks is called, we are all going to practice together. Amen? So the first question I want to ask, I just gave you an illustration of simple act of kindness. Who here, let me ask a few people, who would like to say, what kind of effect, how did you feel, or what did you receive when somebody did an act of kindness to you, or when you did that for somebody else? Just very simple. Who, just lift your hands, and who would like to, just give me, yes, somebody's over there. Really, go ahead, say it. Just very quick, yeah.
I think Thursday I was on the little city bus, and as we was riding on a city bus, we stopped out over here by the Karen place because the bus driver, she was training somebody, but she noticed that a man was slooped over in his seat in the back of the bus. So she was trying to wake him up. She called his name. He was unresponsive. So when she pulled him up, his face was red and his lips was white. So she said, somebody call 911. So I called 911. So they told her she had to start doing CPR. So as she was doing CPR, the person told me to put it on speaker so she can hear. So at this point, I was like, I just started praying. And she was like, the person on the other end said, I can't hear you counting, I can't hear you counting. So she started counting. So as she was counting, I was praying and praying. Then all of a sudden, the man came back because he wasn't breathing, he wasn't responding to nothing. So as they came up, they was asking what did she do and everything. So when everything was on, she said, thank you, I heard you praying.
Amen. Thank you. Okay.
And
thank you.
She came to my job and she gave me a free bus card. So
look
that
at that.
Was her act of kindness.
Yes, thank you very much. That's a good one. Let's clap. You see, that's called opportunity. We have that all the time. You don't look for it. It's just for you to know when it comes. Who else has? Do you see the effect that has? Who else? Yes. please. Brief acts of kindness you experienced. How did you feel?
Just recently, Kay and I were scheduled to go to Florida for our retreat. Mm-hmm. We really didn't have the money. And I told Kay, I said, we really need to go. We need to be there because of the positions we hold. And it wasn't 2 days. And I told the Lord, I said, we need to go. And so it wasn't 2 days. And then Lori called and she said, there's a sister in Georgia that is not going to be able to go to the retreat, but has paid for her venue. And she said, she asked Lori, does she want to go? She said, no, she's not going to be able to go. She said, what about your regional? She said, can you call, which I am a regional for the Wayland Women, to see if they wanted to go or if they, you know. So she called me and she said, this lady, she wouldn't even tell me her name. She said, she's with Georgia, but she wants to know, do you have reservation? I said, no, I can't afford it. And she said, she's giving y'all the venue. Mm. No, all you have to do is get to Florida, and everything else is paid. Mm. Even though I wasn't able to go because I ended up in the hospital, Kay and Pastor Grace was blessed to be able to stay there.
Let me ask you a question. When you experienced, how did you feel?
It was, well, to be truthful, he has been blessing me from the north, east, west, and south. Ever Amen. Since my mom had passed away.
Amen.
And it's just been so weird. And I was like, thank you. And I felt some type of way because I'm always the one helping. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know how to receive it. And I asked the Lord, I was like, you know, I don't know how to receive this because I don't want to owe anybody anything. But I'm always used to giving it. So
Amen.
The Lord has been blessing me. I'm telling
you. And you felt very good.
Yes.
And encouraged.
When I had the attack, I saw somebody ask me, said, you, for your age, you have really been blessed with your health. Mm. I said, yes. But it was only a couple of hours later when I had that attack and had to end up going to hospital. But I thank God that I was at Kay's house, and Kay and Britt prayed. They put oil on me. They did everything we was for us to do. But I laid in the floor. And finally, I said, let's go to the hospital. But they were still praying, and so was the women that was on the line.
And you're here today.
I'm here today.
Because they prayed for you. Wow. Amen. Amen. One last person, really quick. How did you feel when you either did or somebody did an act of kindness for you? One more person. Okay. Patty.
One day, about a month ago, Sandy and my daughter and I went to lunch, and Angie was going to take us to lunch. But when we were done eating, the waitress brought our our bill over. She said, we wanted to show you this, but there was a man and his little girl that paid for all of your lunches. Wow. And he just wanted to bless you. So we just had a new joy that was just made it kind of our whole day. It was we didn't see him, we didn't know where he was, but he blessed us by buying 3 lunches, and so that was
Amen.
Joy.
You see how she felt, and you can't imagine what that would do to her. I've had that experience several times, and you know, when you, especially at Cracker Barrel or the gas station, when you open a door for somebody, the person opens the next door for you. You see? And the person just naturally does it because of the effect of you opening the door. So it's a multiplication effect. Okay, now let's look at, you know, the Bible says a lot about that. Let's read some scriptures, scripture base for us, and Abby is going to be helping me here. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 together. Ephesians 4, 32. It says, be kind to one another. Huh? Compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has what? Forgiven you. I gave you a booklet so that you can have this. Amen? So we can study together and you can keep it. Keeping all of them for the 5 weeks. Because I might call one of you to do the teaching. Amen? Amen. So, it says, be kind to one another, compassionate, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as God Christ has. How does that look like? How did Christ forgive us? How was he kind to us? Let me ask you again another question. How many of you, if you read what you have in your paper, it says, let's look at what we have here. Look at the sheet you have. It says, let's define kindness, taking kindness from the scripture, from the life of Christ. Let's take kindness, full kindness. So what is the definition of kindness here? The quality of being what? Friendly. No, let's don't rush. The quality of being what?
Friendly.
Friendly. Then the next one is being what?
Generous.
The next is being what? Thoughtful. Just thoughtful. Then the other one is what?
Compassionate.
Or helpful without what? Underline that. One of the biggest problems we have is expectation before we do things. If we don't see what is good for us there, what is benefits us, we don't think about it. So we think it means wanting what's good for what? For another person. So let me ask you. You see that scripture there? If you pull kindness from that, what we just read in your paper, can somebody tell me what stands out to you for the first time about kindness from this? What we just read now, compassionate, helpful, thoughtful. What stands out to you in this scripture in just one sentence?
Without expecting something in return.
Amen. Okay, somebody else? Coca, are you passing the microphone? Okay. That's the art of kindness. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thinking about the other person.
Thinking about when you do something for people without expecting anything, you are indirectly you're thinking about that person. Anybody else? Good to see my friends there. Amen. Anybody else? What stands out to you, yes, from this definition of kindness?
Forgiving one another.
Forgiving one another. That's kindness. You're just being kind by just releasing people from the pressure of feeling condemned for what they've done. Yes.
I would say tender-hearted when you put yourself in the
place of
the person.
Yes.
Being tender-hearted, you put yourself in the place of the person.
Having empathy for people. In other words, feeling what people are feeling. Feeling what people are feeling. Wow. There's a couple yesterday that had some emergency. And I didn't realize it until later. And they were still focused in what they are doing. And still committed to God and doing. And when it just broke me. If I was in that situation, what would I do? They are just, it's just amazing when God gives us the opportunity to feel what people are feeling. Amen? Okay, let's quickly look at why is kindness important? This is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Why did Jesus do it? Why is it important? You have the notes. We're going to read. So we're going to read scriptures, Proverbs 11:17. Abby will be watching us, so we'll just follow the scriptures. Because I want you to take note of this. Because at the end of this, your neighbor and you are going to discuss about it. Amen? Proverbs 11:17. What does it say? It says, The merciful man doeth good to his own soul. But he that is cruel troubles his own what? Flesh. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul. Basically, when you're kind, you are actually benefiting yourself. That's what he's saying. The Bible reminds us that kindness is not just beneficial to others, but also to those who practice it. You reap without knowing what you're sowing. So number two, let's open to Titus chapter 2 verse 7. What does it say? Titus 2:7 says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Here he says, this, what Titus was telling us here, God is speaking to truth, Titus says, tells us to be example of how the gospel transforms lives and do good works in every kind way. So kindness reveals our ability to what? Empathize with others, understand feelings, and build more positive what? Relationship. Kindness benefits us more than the people we have been kind to. You see how we miss opportunities. Three, God demonstrates his kindness to us, then calls us to demonstrate this to others. Let's read Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. That word goodness is kindness, faith. So it's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Amen? So if you look at it, it shows that the Word of God makes it very clear that when we do kind deeds, we are manifesting the character of God. And that makes us light in darkness. It sets us apart. The last one here, it says, kindness creates a sense of what? Belonging. People feel more connected to one another and more open to God when we do kind things. Kindness builds a positive, supportive environment that points people to what? To Jesus. So, look at your neighbor. You are going to do the teaching this time. So, I want you to look at these four things in your book. And I want you to discuss with your neighbor why living with kindness is important. Why living with kindness is important. Based on these four things we just mentioned, can you discuss with your neighbor? Because I'm going to ask each of you very soon what you learned from your neighbor. Amen? Discuss with your team these four areas. Why living with kindness is important? What did you learn from this? Kindness is important to me because? You better come out with results, because you might be the one I will ask. Why is kindness important? Keep. Okay, you have about a minute to conclude. Okay, begin to round up now. I'm going to ask a question from this side. Who has the microphone on this side? Let's ask. Let's ask Sister Sylvia. Well, just tell us one quick reason, 1 minute. Why is kindness important from your group?
Kindness is important to us because it benefits our soul, being kind to others, and it also benefits me, it benefits my soul to live with integrity.
Amen. 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 Okay. If I come on this middle here, let's ask Sandy. Why is kindness important?
Well, we just, a few seconds ago, got a message that our neighbor passed away last night. And he used to come and mow our lawns, but Steve couldn't get a hold of him, couldn't hear well, so Steve stopped by and found out that he was hurting, and he was unable to go to the doctor because he couldn't read and fill out the paperwork. So Steve took him to the doctor, many doctors, and found out he had terminal cancer. But through kindness, you know, he checked on him, he got a hold of his family, and last week his sister took him home to live with her. So we know that he didn't die alone, but that was the result of kindness.
And through his kindness, he probably lived way longer
than
he was supposed to live. He outlived what the doctors gave to him. Good. Okay, let's come to this group. I'm going to ask, Gloria Jr. Tell us one act, why is kindness important? We need some young voices, amen?
I think it helps strengthen connections between people, because once you do the kind act, it creates like a ripple effect, and so it just helps everyone around you.
Amen. Give Joshua, I think the young people, let them take over. Go ahead.
Honestly, I agree with the ripple effect, because if you share your kindness, and like with that kindness, you can use like the word of God, and then hopefully that'll like share and hopefully bring people closer with like the word.
Ripple effect. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me come to this group. Okay, let me go in the middle. Janice, tell us one important reason why kindness from your group.
We like the third one where it talks about reduces stress and anxiety. And
wow.
Builds resilience.
Wow.
And reduces burnout. Yeah.
Amen. That's very powerful. Okay, let's come to this front here. Which of you? Choose one.
She just stole that fire.
Okay.
She stole the fire. Yeah, because it creates good health.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. They've covered the same thing. All right. Let's ask Kay. Kay, go ahead.
I said act of kindness is a motivator. Because when you do something, it's, like he said, it has a triple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it motivates a person to do something. We ran into a lady yesterday. She was so sad at the event. And she was such a beautiful lady. I said, oh my goodness, you are so beautiful. She said, oh, you're so kind. I said, no, I'm just telling the truth. And then she was up walking around all day long after that.
See that? You see the word? You are so kind. Just by compliment. So kindness is just a compliment. Opening a door. Taking a doggy from, pulling that buggy from Walmart from somebody, you know, that you see struggling, carrying children and helping. Just kindness is as simple. It's not the big things, it's the small things. Let's quickly look at something and then be ready for us to discuss it. Okay, I'm going to play a video for you. And I don't know, hopefully you can see that. I've turned this light off, but you can see it. You can see it. Go ahead, Abby, play. Watch this video because I'm going to ask you a question and we can discuss it about kindness. Go ahead.
Oh, they smell like America. Today's episode is about giving back and about how good can spread. I'm going to need a bigger bag. Got too much good to give. You're not one of those people who say the world can't be changed. You believe that it's everybody's duty to give the world a reason to dance, right? We have a whole world to make more awesome, people. We need you. We really need you. Kids, people who used to be kids, everybody.
But how, Key President? Everything's terrible.
Hey, quiet you. I know, sometimes things can look pretty dark. But there's always light. Light is always still there. In fact, let me show you how good spreads.
Yeah, this is my baby right here.
Okay, I need you guys to listen up. This is how good spreads. Let's read. How does good spread? Can we make the world brighter? Can we together make somebody's load lighter? Some people think good only spreads if you have lots of money. Or a nonprofit who makes a cool video that's slick and really funny.
Meow.
Burp.
Does good only spread when you have the right hashtag, or the right bracelet, or t-shirt, or give out free tote bags? Does good happen by accident, just out of the blue? Does good only spread when Beyonce allows it to? Queen Bee? She's pretty powerful, but wow, 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 so are you. The world's only seen a glimpse of what you can do. Your heart is so big, but you might feel so small. I'm telling you now, your thinking has a flaw. Good spreads from good spread. And that's totally how you live. You share and you love, and you give and give and give. If someone needs lifting, you send them a rope. Your little whispers of love sends out huge gusts of hope. I know what you're thinking. That's a nice little story you're reading, Kid President. But what about me? You wanna know how you can make good things spread in the world? Show up. Show up in the world. You'll be a light. You'll see work to be done on your left and your right. Like Caitlin, a girl who met people in need and started putting inspiring words on dusty old keys. Now she gives people jobs and second chances. She's filling the world with more and more dances. Or Ricky, the funny guy who wanted to share random acts of kindness everywhere. Communities are changing in Cleveland and tons of other places because Ricky just wanted to put smiles on folks' faces. I mean, there's other things too. Ever heard of Socktober? Well, Brad, the guy behind the camera here. But before we started all this Kid President stuff, he started Socktober. He was just a guy who wanted to make a difference. He was just a sad, pale man.
Hey, come on.
I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Well, anyway, he heard socks were one of the most needed, but least donated item in homeless shelters, right when they're preparing in the winter months. There are over 600,000 men and women who are homeless in the United States. And some of them are children. He started telling some friends, and then they started telling some friends, and telling schools, and telling churches. And then the next year, grew even bigger. We started this little Kid President project, and I invited some people to help out. And we totally have. Socktober drives have happened all over the United States, in every single state, and on every single continent. That's the whole world, y'all. There's just a need. There's good to be done. And we're inviting people to do it. I guess that's just how good spreads. So how will you show up? How will you make things brighter? By loving the people next to you and making your worlds lighter. Anger is contagious. Hate and fear, they are too. But I'm not here to spread those, and neither are you. We're here to spread hope and make the world dance. Open your eyes and your heart, and you might stand a chance. Get out of your comfort zone and get out of your head. Get to loving people, and good can't help but be spread. Oh, don't know about y'all, but I'm ready. Ready to dance.
Amen. 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 Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Amen. So, like I share with you, when we started, we know a lot about the Bible. This city is full of people who knows about the Bible, but they are not going to church. A lot of people have heard about the Bible. I think what God is calling us to do now is maybe we need to preach with our lives to kindness. Amen? As in James, he says, don't tell somebody, be warm and be filled, you pray, and they are hungry. Now, it's not always about food and handouts. The purpose of this, if you listen, I'm going to ask you to share very soon, and that will be our conclusion for today, because we're learning together, is where do you spend your most times? If you have a job, for example, probably do 8 hours here, and then you come home, maybe your husband does 8 hours here. Or maybe you're doing 5 hours here, or you're doing 10 hours there, or you're doing 3 hours here. And it's a regular thing. Wherever you are in a regular cycle of things, for the season you are there, God has given you a pulpit. That's your ministry. And it's not a ministry where you preach with words. It's the ministry where you build relationship through kindness. And the key about kindness here, it says, doing something for people without expecting anything. Smile, like smiling. It's very hard to smile in the elevator. You know, but you need grace. It might look so simple, but there's a reason people out there are not going to church anymore. They see us as Christians that talk, but they don't see any kindness. They don't see anything. And there was one lady I was talking to one time we did something with. She was terrified that we did an act of kindness to her. And I said, why? She said, because everybody that has done things for her expected something in return. And she's tired of paying what they asked for. I said, what? But that's what we do. The reason we don't do it is indirectly, subconsciously, we are expecting something. So we don't do it. Out of kindness, random acts are just very simple. But like you all said, it has ripple effects. So let me ask you, from this place, just in one sentence, from this video we watch, it might be at Walmart, it might be at your workplace, it might be anywhere you are that you're going, you don't need Jesus to say, go on evangelism. That's a big word. But everywhere you go, there is always an opportunity. From this video, can you share with us, with your neighbors, how can we make, what environments can we make a better place from our act of kindness? How can we make people feel more welcome here? How can we make our job places feel more happy? How can we make our family place just kindness, just out of kindness, forgiveness? So talk with your neighbor 2 minutes. What can you do? Or what are examples of things you can do? But we're going to ask you very soon. What are examples of things you can do from what we just heard that can spread kindness? And what kind of environment? Talk to your neighbor. It's time to talk to your neighbor, not... Okay, you have 1 minute left. Okay, I'm going to call on those that I've not spoken before. Amen. Let's come from here. You. Yeah. Hey, can somebody help us with a microphone? We're going to ask some questions. Let's give to you. Mr. Coker, can you help us? Okay, we want to know, where can we express acts of kindness and how? Okay, please listen up. Let's hear what she has to share.
I think you have to be an example.
Good. She says you have to be what?
An example.
Example of?
You have to be an example.
You have to be an example in kindness. Okay. Coca, what kind of example should we be? Answer. What did you discuss with your neighbor?
An example of kindness. I'm at a loss for words.
Okay. All right. I'll come over here. Be thinking. I'll come back to you. Let's come to here. What are examples of kindness we can practice from here? What did your group come up with, Dr. Busola?
Okay. 2 things quickly okay. That my group came up with. As far as kindness is concerned, you know, someone says to let down our guard. so that people, we can be more approachable. Because a lot of times when we're so uptight, you know, just like you said, it's hard to find people smiling in the elevator. Everybody's like, you know, if we can just be a little more relaxed, have a smiling face, someone is like, it's likely going to affect someone
people.
Else.
Yeah.
Yes. So the other thing was, you know, this is something that, you know, occurred to my husband and myself. That a neighbor of ours, their roof gutter has fallen halfway, and it's been like that for months. And I just guess that they're so busy, they're working all the time, they don't have time to fix that, that maybe we should, you know, offer to help them put it back up, get a ladder, and, you know, just offer to help them put it back up. That's what we can
do. Amen. See, that's a heavy one there, mowing your neighbor's yard and stuff. Amen. Okay. Okay. Carol, go ahead. Yes.
Give people an opportunity to share what's on their heart. Just give them an opportunity to talk and then offer to pray for them.
Wonderful. We're going to get to that. That's actually one of the major topics in this week. Listening is an art of kindness. You know, we all like to, but when you listen to somebody, it's an act of kindness. Okay? Okay, Latasha?
Okay. Our group came up with just the power of having a positive attitude. That's just wherever you go, because, I mean, we do represent Jesus in the world. And so when you have a positive attitude, again, it's that ripple effect.
Amen.
And positive words. That's a big part of having a positive attitude.
That's encouragement. And smiling and giving encouragement. You'd be amazed why it has a ripple effect. The day you're having a very bad day or just things are not going well, somebody's going to come to you and cheer you up randomly. Amen? Amen. David, I don't know how much you've been doing with your team. Let's find out. What act of kindness do we need to do?
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share this kindness. thank you, Pastor. I mean, you've been...
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Share. Okay.
You know that our creator, I'm sorry, what's your name, please?
Coca.
Mrs. Coca. Uh-huh. Yeah, and when I first came here, she opened the door and she kindly smiled and she say, "We love you, we thank you for coming." And, I mean, so much kindness. That's the first impression about Mount Zion Prayer Center Church. Then that made me, wow, this place welcomed me. So what a kindness I found out. Guess what, second thing. Our Pastor Michael Orby, buy my lunch.
that's an act of kindness.
See,
after I bought his lunch, Steve bought my lunch. You see how that goes?
See, it's a kindness, like spreading. I mean, so far, I mean, I got the kindness from you all. I mean, you guys such an awesome, you know, congregation. I mean, what a wonderful family Mount Zion Prayer Center Church is.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's clap for David. Amen. Okay, Bomati, one act of kindness. Well, how do we spread kindness? She's our hospitality person.
What I have here is be the first person to say hello to someone.
Be the first to say hello to people. That's powerful. That's powerful.
And also let people know that you care.
How?
By
saying hello.
By saying hello or doing something for them. Or like one of the things that I went through years ago, I was at Chick-fil-A and ordered my food. And they said, "Your meal is paid for." And I'm like, "By who?" I looked down three cars later and it was Pastor Obi.
And she's in Mount Zion. Amen.
Years ago.
Amen. Actually, the lady that bought Mount Zion's first bus, I met her in a restaurant years ago. early 2000. And the Lord says, give her a big tip. And I didn't have money. And I gave her all that I had. Then my food was like $5 plus. The tip was $20. And the lady came back and said, where are you from? I gave her the phone number. And she, oh, thank you very much. I gave her the phone number. And and talking so people can hear is an act of kindness. Yes. Amen. Yes. I gave her the phone number, and that was the beginning of her. She was planting her church for many years. God has blessed her so much. She bought this church a van. Just a ripple effect. Okay, let's take one. You know, Cynthia is always living a kind life. Let's find out from her what kind of act of kindness give to Cynthia so she can redeem Coca. Okay.
I was.
That's right. That's right.
I was going to share with you all to make you giggle. Is an act of kindness is being married to my husband, Coker Smith. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Well, amen.
No, I would like to share a little bit about what Samantha shared.
Microphone.
What Samantha shared with us, and the act of kindness, and it gave a person hope. When she shared with us, and I really should be letting her tell it. But it was very impacting because I was trying to listen and my hearing is kind of getting a little dim. But in the midst of it, she was telling us about how a gentleman came in and out of the store with oxygen. And then one day she went to him, if I get this right, and said, do you mind if I pray with you? And to have that boldness and to approach someone, because everyone isn't approachable.
That's
like
true.
You all were saying over there, is to humble yourself to a place of being approachable. But anyway, she did that, and when she did, he came back with a testimony that he had a good report, and it sounded as if I got that right, that he was hopeful. And it's amazing what kindness can do.
Can do. Thank you.
The evidence of
the impact. So it gives people hope.
Amen.
Just simple acts of encouragement, inspiration. Okay, let's do this before we close. Amen. The last person will give, and then we'll do this. Marianne lifted her hands up. Please, one minute. Go ahead.
When we started this whole thing today, the first thought that came to me was, it's easier for me to encourage other people than it is for me to encourage my husband, my own husband. Mm. And I wrote at the very top of this page, Lord, teach me, show me, remind me how to and to encourage my husband. So the principle here is let's practice on one another at home.
At home. Amen. Amen. Charity begins at what?
At home.
Kindness begins at home. Okay, let's do this. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the training. Now let's pray together. I want Abby to put on this scripture. The Bible says we need to pray the scriptures. Pray God's words back to him, to one another. Let's pray this scripture together. Let's open to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 1 11. I want you to see this scripture, and the neighbors you just had, I want each of you to pray for one another based on this scripture. Wherefore also we pray always for you, pray for one another, that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his word, kindness, and the work of faith with power. Can you pray that for these people that you've share this wonderful lesson with from your heart. Your team, can you pray? We have a few minutes. Just pray together. Pray for one another. Pray the scriptures from your heart. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that you love one another, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your spirit that transforms us from knowledge to action. Father, we thank you that as we go this day, you will give us opportunity to manifest your fruit, your acts. Use us as vessels of kindness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So next week, we're going to look at what kindness is not. Amen? And then we'll go from there. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's clap for one another. Great job. You're the best teachers. Amen. We are... One of the things... If you have your communion. One of the things that... You remember I shared my testimony with you. How I asked the Lord, teach me. Teach me. I need a breakthrough. Teach me to pray. Teach me. One of the things in that prayer that God taught me is the power of the blood. The power of communion. The blood. Amen? Amen. And those are some of the things I'll be sharing and teaching Sunday nights as we go. Amen. Amen. But this communion... We have received it because of what Jesus did for us. Amen? Amen? So we ought to now extend that kindness, that love, like we just said today, to other people. So if as you take communion today, let's take it in remembrance of the kindness, the goodness that led us to repentance. He loved us, showed us kindness, and that goodness is what leads people to say, I want your God, I want what you have. I want to follow you where you go. Your God will be my God because of love, kindness. So take the communion this morning and remind yourself that you carry the same DNA, the same blood. You carry the kindness of God. And thank the Lord for giving you the grace to manifest kindness as he gives you opportunity. Just you and the Lord take that communion together and just remind yourself what this means to you. Father, we thank you. You said you so loved the world. In our sin, in our rebellion, in our evil, in our wickedness, in our perversion, you so loved the world. And you showed us such kindness, such love that you died as the foundation, the beginning, the introduction of your love for us. As we take this communion today, Father, we ask that this same love that you have, help us as we go this day to show that kindness without expecting anything, but just to love unconditionally by acts, by actions that makes us light like you to a dark world. Receive this empowerment by your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can. Amen.